Chinese Aromatherapy, Essential Oils for Vision Loss. Essential oils are volatile liquids derived from flowers, trees, shrubs, roots, bushes, seeds, and resins. They are highly concentrated and far more potent than dried herbs. Distillation and extraction are the most common methods of creating essential oils. When producing a therapeutic-grade essential oil, the objective is to preserve as many of the delicate aromatic compounds as possible. The compounds can easily be destroyed in the distillation and extraction process. The plants themselves need to be pure as well, no chemicals and pesticides. Unfortunately, there are synthetic essential oils that are marketed as pure and unadulterated. The only way to test purity is through chromatography, mass spectroscopy, and NMRI carbon testing. Some companies test their products for purity, and others do not. It's a good idea to seek out those companies that have the best quality essential oils. A few companies have a great product line, and most of the essential oils you'll find in health food stores smell nice, but they will not get a therapeutic result. Sources for essential oils are listed in an appendix at the end of this audiobook. How essential oils work. Essential oils appear to penetrate cell membranes and diffuse throughout the blood and surrounding tissues very rapidly. When applied topically, the essential oil can travel throughout the body in a matter of minutes. The ability of some oils, like clove and frankincense, to decrease the viscosity, the thickness of the blood, can enhance circulation, which may help with regeneration of the eye tissue. Adequate circulation is vital to overall health and function. Essential oils do not seem to disturb the body's natural state. In contrast, synthetic drugs and chemicals do have harmful side effects, disrupting overall health. Good quality, therapeutic-grade oils seem to be fairly easy for the body to recognize, assimilate, and utilize for healing. Essential oils work via the olfactory system, the sense of smell. When smelling an essential oil, a person is actually inhaling tiny particles of that oil. These particles travel through the nasal passages to the olfactory lobe. They then travel to the limbic system of the brain, where the actual interpretation and sense of smell is processed. Essential oils can trigger different emotional responses and memories, as well as the autonomic nervous system, stress and relaxation responses. The limbic system is the oldest and most primal part of the brain, primarily concerned with the survival mechanism. Familiar and/or unfamiliar smells can be processed through the limbic system as something that may be nurturing, or something that is potentially dangerous. Using oils that facilitate a relaxation response from the body can aid in healing. The oils listed in this chapter not only initiate this general healing response, but have transdermal applications that may benefit the eyes. When essential oils are absorbed transdermally through the skin, they activate a local healing response in the surrounding tissue, as well as systemically. Some oils have anti-inflammatory, antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, antiseptic, and other medicinal properties. The molecules of essential oils are so small that they are absorbed right through the skin and into the bloodstream and intercellular fluids. Safe use of essential oils. Never place oils in the eyes or directly on the eyelids. It is a good practice to keep the eyes closed when applying oils around the eyes in order to avoid irritation. You may apply the oils on specific acupuncture points or on reflexology points of the affected system, eyes, kidney, liver, pancreas, etc. Useful oils for degenerative vision loss. Frankincense. Frankincense is a resin that activates blood circulation, and it is excellent for the regeneration of tissue. It strongly moves blood, especially in the liver, which, as we know, has a direct connection to the eyes in Chinese medicine. According to experts, frankincense supports the nervous system, immune system, and emotions. Frankincense is also very helpful in clearing the lungs, eases shortness of breath, soothes the stomach, and eases belching. Conditions: macular degeneration, dry type, Stargardt's, and traumatic injury with blood stagnation. Application: 2 times each day, above the eyebrows, on the nape of the neck, the back of the neck, and on the cheeks, 2 inches directly below the pupils. Clove. Clove has one of the warmest thermal properties of any essential oil. In addition, research shows clove oil to have the strongest antioxidant properties of all oils. It stimulates the kidney fire, metabolic activity. Experts show that clove supports the circulatory system, respiration, digestive system, and immune function. Clove can be highly irritating to the skin and should be diluted. Caution: strong anticoagulant properties can be enhanced when combined with warfarin, aspirin, etc. Conditions: glaucoma, retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy, night blindness. Application: 2 times each day above the eyebrows, on heels, back of legs, and low back area. Peppermint and eucalyptus. Peppermint and eucalyptus regulate, calm, and cool the liver and the eyes, and stimulate circulation to the eyes. They also stimulate respiration. Improved breathing yields increased oxygen intake and will contribute to eye regeneration. Conditions: eye strain or periorbital headaches, glaucoma, myopia, astigmatism, and or dry, burning, or itchy eyes. Application: 2 times each day above eyebrows, on temples, occipital area, and soles of feet. Lavender. Lavender directly affects the liver organ. Lavender moves the qi, stimulates function, especially in the liver. Studies show that lavender supports the nervous system, cardiovascular system, and emotional balance. Pure therapeutic-grade lavender is also very effective for skin irritations, burns, bites, hives, etc. Note: generic lavender oil should not be used topically for burns. Conditions: ARMD, dry type, glaucoma, myopia, astigmatism, headache, and photophobia. Application: 2 times each day, above the eyebrows and cheeks, on the temple areas, and over the liver. Helichrysum. Helichrysum strongly moves the blood in the upper body. It is a rejuvenating oil, which promotes cell growth, helping to rebuild tissues and energize the organs. This oil reputedly has a beneficial action on cystitis and herpes simplex. Conditions: macular degeneration, wet type, retinal bleeding, detached retina, traumatic injury. Application: 2 times each day, above the eyebrows and cheeks, and back of the neck. Sandalwood. Sandalwood is also fairly warming to the body, thus promoting circulation. It stimulates the kidney function and regulates fluids in the upper parts of the body. It regulates the nervous system, emotional balance, muscles, and bones. Its lingering aroma often persists in clothing after washing. Avoid in states of depression, as it may lower the mood even further. Sandalwood is said to be particularly good for dry eczema, as well as aging and dehydrated itchy skin. Conditions: blurry vision, macular degeneration, Stargardt's, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma. Application: above eyebrows and cheeks, back of neck, low back area, 2 times daily combined with juniper oil. Juniper. Juniper improves circulation in the center of the body and stimulates the kidney and liver function. Juniper supports digestion and emotional balance. It should not be used if you have any type of kidney or inflammatory problems. Juniper is also said to be helpful in cases of gout and rheumatism, as it helps to eliminate uric acid. Conditions: blurry vision and diabetic retinopathy. Application: above the eyebrows and cheeks, back of neck, and low back area, 2 times daily combined with sandalwood oil. Cypress. Cypress invigorates the qi and blood and regulates the liver. It improves circulation and strengthens blood capillaries. Cypress is particularly useful for most conditions of degenerative vision loss and keeps the liver and eyes healthy. Conditions: retinal bleeding, cataracts, optic neuritis, diabetic retinopathy. Application: above the eyebrows and cheeks, back of neck, and low back area 2 times daily, combined with helichrysum for bleeding. The following list identifies traditional acupuncture points that you can apply essential oil to for certain conditions. Condition: macular degeneration. Essential oils: sandalwood, frankincense, and lavender. The essential acupoints: kidney, liver, spleen alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, GB20. Condition: Stargardt's. Essential oils: sandalwood, frankincense, and lavender. Essential acupoints: kidney, liver, spleen alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, and GB20. Condition: retinitis pigmentosa. Essential oils: clove and helichrysum. Essential acupoints: kidney, liver, heart alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, GB20. Condition: cataracts. Essential oils: clove, cypress, and eucalyptus. Essential acupoints: kidney, liver alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, GB20. Glaucoma open angle. Essential oils: lavender, eucalyptus, and sandalwood. Essential acupoints: stomach, gallbladder alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, and GB20. Usher syndrome. Essential oils: frankincense and clove. Essential acupoints: kidney, liver, heart alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, and GB20. Diabetic retinopathy. Essential oils: clove, juniper, sandalwood, and cypress. Essential acupoints: kidney, spleen, stomach alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, GB20. Detached retina. Essential oils: frankincense, helichrysum. Essential acupoints: kidney, liver, spleen alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, GB20. Condition: optic nerve atrophy. Essential oils: clove. Essential acupoints: liver, kidney, stomach alarm points Taiyang, and GB20. Optic neuritis. Essential oils: lavender and cypress. Essential acupoints: gallbladder, stomach alarm points UB2, Yu Yao, ST2, GB20. Myopia and astigmatism. Essential oils, lavender and cypress. Essential acupoints, kidney. Heart alarm points, UB2, Yuyao, ST2, GB20. Condition, presbyopia. Essential oil, clove. Essential acupoints, kidney, liver alarm points, UB2, Yuyao, ST2, GB20. Traumatic injury. Essential oils, frankincense, helichrysum, cypress. Essential acupoints, stomach, liver alarm points, UB2, Yuyao, ST2, GB20. Eye strain headaches. Essential oils, eucalyptus, lavender, and cypress. Essential acupoints, gallbladder, liver alarm points, UB2, Yuyao, ST2, GB20. Photosensitivity. Essential oils, lavender and eucalyptus. Essential acupoints, kidney, liver, heart alarm points, UB2, Yuyao, ST2, GB20. Eye condition, poor night vision. Essential oils, clove, sandalwood, and cypress. Essential acupoints, kidney, liver alarm points, UB2, Yuyao, ST2, GB20. For an anatomical chart that illustrates these acupoints, please see the print version of this book.